I was asked to speak about the topic of how to inject chesed into the schedule of a yeshiva bachur. I was very happy with the question because the question presupposes that chesed is very important for a yeshiva bachur. The only question is how to get it in. You know, so I'm assuming that everybody knows how important it is to be a Baal Chesed. Reb Chaim, it's rumored, but then afterwards someone told me the rumor is not true. But it was rumored that all it said on Reb Chaim's tombstone was Rav Chesed. That's what it said. Even though Reb Chaim totally rediscovered a whole way of learning with lamdas, and all the yeshivas know Reb Chaim for that. But less man de public, whether that story is true or apocryphal, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, anyone who knows Reb Chaim, who was perhaps one of the biggest lamdanim of the past generation, was somebody who had orphans and poor people and almanas in his house all the time. He took care of them. That's what people knew him for, as a tremendous somebody who cared about people. I saw that that in Rabbi Simon Sefer, he quoted that Baruch Pesach Mendelssohn told him that Rav Shiskal, who was the son-in-law of Rav Moshe Feinstein, so there was an almana in the neighborhood that he used to take care of all the time, a widower, and when she passed away, sat at his levaya, at her levaya, so Rav Shiskal spoke at the levaya, and he said that basically my life is now meaningless. I have no more purpose in life, because he's a Rosh Hashiva, but he said I had no more purpose in life, because my whole purpose in life was to take care of this almana. I said over in the Parsha Shir last week that I said it over at Schlosselberg Zuffer, I don't think anybody was there, that it's really also from Rabbi Simon Sefer. He has a beautiful extrapolation on the very famous Psichel Medrash Eicha Rabasi, that it says in the Medrash that you know, when Klal Yisrael was sent to the Golos, so Avram Avinu tried to defend them, and Hashem, even though I was willing to bind my son on the Mizbeach, and Yitzchak Avinu says I was willing to be bound on the Mizbeach, and Yaakov Avinu says I was able to keep the mitzvahs in 20 years in Lavan's house, and Moshe Rabbeinu says I was no Sein HaTorah, and I was able to lead Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. And all these people try to advocate for Klal Yisrael that Golos should be over. And the Medrash in Eicha Rabasi, which is paraphrased in the Kinos, although in a different form, in the Kinos it says it a little bit differently. The Medrash says that when Rachel says, in the merit that I gave the simanim over to my sister and I didn't want to embarrass her when she was she would be embarrassed, Hashem says, oh, now I'm going to listen. Meni kolech mi bechi ve'nayach midima ki yesh safar l'ful aseich v'shavu banim l'gvula. So Rabbi Simon extrapolated beautifully that even though, forgot who he quotes over there, lo yehe b'kischa even v'oven. Even though, right, forgot who he quotes. Remember who he quotes on that? Lo yehe b'kischa even v'oven. One of the Hasidish Rebbes, I forgot who was, says that you shouldn't have in your pocket two stones, Evan v'Oven, which means there's two luchos, avanim, shnei luchos avanim. One half was benam l'makom, one half was benam l'chaveru. So you shouldn't have achad gedoyel v'echad katana. The Torah says you shouldn't have in your pocket two rocks, one big, one small, which means some people, right, by balabatim, so they tend to favor the benam l'chaveru. Whenever a rabbi doesn't know what to talk about on Shabbos, just talk about benam l'chaveru, everybody will love you, because it's very popular to do mitzvahs benam l'chaveru, to be involved in the chesed, and it's very popular because it socially makes sense. Social justice, right? Tikkun olam. Social justice makes a lot of sense. So whenever the rabbi speaks about how you should be nice to people, be about chesed, help out the community organizations, so it's easy for the rabbis to talk about that. It's much harder for the rabbis to talk about to daven nicely, to learn. You should set aside time for learning. That people don't want to hear so much. It's not so easy. So lo yehei b'kischa even v'oven gedolo katana. You shouldn't have one side of the luchos to be bigger and one side of the luchos to be smaller. So balabatim tend to hear that by them the benadon l'chavero rock is bigger. It's too big. And the benam lamakom rock is sometimes too small. By yeshiva bachim, it's often the reverse. that by Yeshiva Barachim, they the Beinon Lamakom rock is too big, and the Beinon Lachaver rock is sometimes too small. So everybody has to hear their own musa. So Rabbi Simon extrapolated Minikolech and Bechi that it's that even though both rocks have to be the same, but ultimately from the Medrash it seems that what's going to bring the Geula is when Klal Yisrael realizes more that they got to help out the other people. They got to worry about the feelings of other people. They got to be caring to other people. They got to be. That's what's going to bring the Geula, because all the men who try to tie for the Rebbeinu Shlom to bring Klal Yisrael back for all the tremendous acts of sacrifice for the Rebbeinu Shlom that they did, didn't do anything. But when the woman says, "I sacrificed for my sister," Hashem says, "I'm going to bring the Geula." So he extrapolated. Rabbi Simon extrapolated for that means that when we all, what's that Medrash teaching us? Well, that Medrash is teaching us when we all pick up the message of that Medrash that Yiddishkeit is about focusing on the other person. The Untish Teshura Yiddishkeit is put the other person's needs first. Perhaps that's the Pshat in right when they went to Hillel, said, "Teach me the whole Torah on one foot." He said, "Mada son ilach lechavrich lo savid. Whatever you wouldn't want done to you, don't do to your friend." That's the Untish Teshura of Yiddishkeit. It's the bottom line of Yiddishkeit. It's the whole Torah standing on one foot. I remember when I first came to YU right after Eretz Yisrael, so some people, it was question and answer, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. So the question was to Rav Aaron, you know, should young college age students who are focusing on learning and focusing on college, should they be involved in Kiruv organizations or Chesed organizations or helping out? So he basically said no. That was the short answer. I mean, he said, you're already focusing on a dual program. You're going to have to focus now on a triple program. It's hard enough that Yiddishkeit, we want you to college and yeshiva, and now you need a triple program. And if you're dating, it's a quadruple program. Something's got to suffer. So obviously the yesod here is time management. And I firmly believe that during these years of yeshiva and college, so a person has to... the main focus really should be on oneself, and the main focus should be on developing one's persona in Limud HaTorah particularly, with Talmud Torah Kanei Kula, and we spoke about that. But at the same time, and certainly on Hatzlacha and your secular studies, as we spoke about that also, those are your main commitments during these years. But at the same time, you can't just turn your back on the importance of chesed and kindness for other people. And I want to say that in two primary areas. The first is, yes, in regards to areas what we'll call chutz l'sidrei ha-yeshiva, outside the boundaries of the yeshiva, the possibility of a person looking to involve himself in various organizations that do things for other people. I mean, the bottom line of this, before we get into the bottom line of this, is that, just sort of Dessler writes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate nosein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs nothing. All he does is give. He doesn't receive. It's impossible to conceive of receiving. The Ribbono Shel Olam, he's the ultimate giver. He created the world. He created us. He gives. He gives to us. He doesn't need. He's complete. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't take anything. So the ultimate act of Dessler writes of imitating the Ribbono Shel Olam, of living a life that imitates Ribbono Shel Olam, is to become someone who is in by nature a nosein. To become someone who by nature always looks on how can I add value to other people? How could I worry about other people? How could I take care of other people? That's the whole yesod of imitating the Ribbono Shel Olam at the highest level, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is a nosein, he's purely a nosein. So the key is for a person to train himself to always be focused on other people's needs, to always put other people's needs first, to always wonder what does somebody else need. And I say this in two ways, Michutz L'Sidrei HaYeshiva and V'soch Sidrei HaYeshiva. Michutz L'Sidrei HaYeshiva, I am totally a fan of people, not during the times that are designated for college or yeshiva. So you say there's no other time, right? There's no other time. That's the whole question, right? Can I ask you? Get to the question already. That's the whole question. So I think that on the weekends, let's say, or there are times that a person can carve out himself, maybe he'll take a little half hour here and give an extra half hour somewhere later. But I think that we should look to try to get ourselves involved in organizations that do things for other people. I spent many, many years involved in NCSY. That was the question over there. I think that's a very good thing. I think it's a very productive thing. I think to get involved in those kind of organizations. Again, there's the Sidrei HaYeshiva, there's the Star of College, and then there's And there's chutz l'sidrei yeshiva to get involved in yachad. So the girls are a problem for some people, so you don't have to get involved with that. You can get involved in it l'shem, helping out people who are less fortunate. I think it's, you know, they do over here in the Young Israel Thursday afternoons at 6 o'clock. There's people who drive Tomchei Shabbos. Again, that might not be a good time for everybody, but to get involved in packaging for Tomchei Shabbos or giving out, again, I think as a bocher yeshiva, so it's got to be in limited times. But there are organizations, I think it's very important for a person to find those things on the weekends, to get involved in your shuls on the weekends, to get involved in running a youth ministry, to get involved in learning with kids, to get involved in giving a shiur to younger kids in your neighborhood on the weekends, just to do outreach, to get involved in helping people and getting involved in your, you know, as a youth leader or in some type of way. These are things that I did my whole life, and I'm very, very much in favor of people getting involved in those types of opportunities. Michutz l'sidre ha'yeshiva. You can mentor a special needs kid in your neighborhood on Shabbos. If you want to know how to do it, talk to me. I'll hook it up for you. There's special needs kids who need Shabbos afternoon, somebody to hang out with them for an hour. You don't know how much you get out of that. Forget about how much you give to that. That's, I call that michutz l'sidre ha'yeshiva. I think these things are phenomenal things. These are important things. And ein l'shayer, the schar for them, and also what it will do for you as a person to become someone who's a nosein, who focuses on the needs of somebody else. And you should also know, in both these areas, both michutz l'sidre ha'yeshiva, and we'll talk in one second about besoch sidre ha'yeshiva, how a person could inject a sense of chesed, besoch sidre ha'yeshiva. You should know, of course, that especially someone who studies the Torah is going to be held to a much higher standard in this regard. There are many Mamari Chazal that talk about that. Did I read once to you the Rambam about Kiddush Hashem? I think I read. What's the definition of Kiddush Hashem for the Rambam? But the Rambam writes that a Talmid Chacham is going to be held to a much higher standard. One time I'll read you that Rambam. It fits into every shmooz. The Rambam defines what's the definition of someone who's Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. So he writes over there, Dibur Benachas and Abrios, a Ben Torah is going to be judged on a much higher standard of being someone who is a Baal Chesed, who's a caring person, to see whether the Torah that he learns actually impacts upon him as a person. Just yesterday, a parent came to the office, and her kid, we all thought the kid's doing great, he's getting all into his learning, he's already a senior, he's getting all pumped up by his learning. His mother said he's using the learning to dump on his mother, to dump on his parents, to start not doing what he's supposed to be doing at home. He can't watch his baby sister because he's running to Shiurim every 5 minutes. Again, you have to balance. It's all about balance and time management. But I guess part of Michutz L'Sidrei Yeshiva would be a boy should on a Friday afternoon, should at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, call his mother and say, "Mom, what can I go get you? What can I help you with? You know, what can I help in the house? What can I do to can I set the table? Can I..." When I started DRS, I kept on yelling that chesed is not just for girls, right? All the girls' schools have chesed requirements. The boys' schools never had it, so I felt very important. Whether you did it or didn't do it, whether you did it the way you're supposed to do it or didn't do it the way you're supposed to do it, the bottom line is it made a statement that it's got to be on your radar screen. It's got to be something you should be thinking about. It's got to be something you should be focused on. And I think besoch gidrei ha'yeshiva, besoch sidrei ha'yeshiva, it's very important and really very easy to train yourself to be a Baal Chesed amongst your chaverim, amongst your broader yeshiva DRS community. So many ways that you can be a Baal Chesed within the Sidrei HaYeshiva. Greeting every person with a smile every single day. Being the first to greet. I don't mean like it's a contest, I said it before you, but the Gemara says, they asked one of the Tanaim Amorim, I forgot where it was, and he's, I think it's Brochus. A few places. How'd you get long life? So there's a lot of things, but one of them is Li'olam lo kidmani adam shalom. Happens all the time. I try to take this one. This is one that I try to really work on a lot. You're walking on the street, so two people are about to, right? So no one ever was able to say shalom aleichem to me first before I said shalom aleichem to them. Again, it's not a contest. You got to try to chop it in before the other guy does. But the idea that you're going to be poseach pesach lechaveiro, you can always be the first to say shalom aleichem. Who opens the door for other people? Who always gives a Shalom Aleichem b'simcha with a smile on his face? Who always says, oh, I'm running out to get something. Do you need anything? Do you need anything? I'm going to get food. Do you need something? Can I get you something? Can I pick you up something? Do you need a ride? Do you need help studying for something? We study together. Always to try to help the other person, to be mechazik the person. If you see somebody who needs chizak, you're always going to say a kind word. People so appreciate once people notice that something's not 100% pesedah with them. They're a little down about something, or about something small, or about something big. To take achrayas for the public, to take achrayas for kids, to take achrayas to come to our Shabbaton like many of you did, to take the time out and say, I'm going to take some time and spend for other people, even though for me it's not good. I spoke about helping your parents in any way that you can. But the bottom line is that a person needs to train himself to be a nosing, to train himself to not put his own needs first. I told when I spoke about humility, because that's the whole yisod here, is the yisod of humility. The whole yisod is the yisod of humility, the yisod of that I am not what's important. It's not about me. And again, for a Bachur Yeshiva, it's particularly challenging because in a certain sense, these are the years that we are focused on our own growth, and we should be focused on our own growth. And that's a very, very important thing to worry about our own hatzlacha. And again, like with everything, there's a balance. And you know, maybe we should open it up to specific questions if I'm not responding. Because again, the reason why I ask you guys for the questions is because the questions are good questions. A lot of the questions don't have simple answers. They don't have simple answers. And by the way, for each person's application of it might be a different application. For one person, that he's, you know, more into the learning and the learning, so he may be learning every free second, so he may be a little less, you know. It's interesting, I once asked Rabbi Willig, maybe this shouldn't go on the tape. Maybe it shouldn't go on the tape. That's a...
What are you, the middle button?
Pause. In the same way, I'm saying that the yeshiva bachur, your ikar kviyos has to be on building yourselves in limud haTorah and avas haTorah these are your foundational years of life. You want to make sure that all the rest of your life is going to be refracted through the prism of Torah study, and that it should affect your whole life. But there are different levels for different people, and some people have the intensity to be able to study more, some people have the natural ability to study less. So I think that people who have the ability to study less should perhaps, the balance should be more towards the chesed and communal service and other activities. But people who have, you know, more intensity should be more. But there's no such thing as absolute for anybody. Everybody has to include it. There may be different levels for different people. I'm saying the same thing. You have to know yourself and what you're capable of and what's going to make your soul sing. And different people have different amounts. And again, the obvious question is, how do I know who I am? What do you mean? I could do both. So, not some simple answers. Any questions? We can stop for pause for one or two questions. Any questions? Well, I basically hit it. Okay, good. If Yoni has no questions, I must hit it right on the spot. Okay, I want to wish everyone a good week and a good Shabbos.